Big John is the winner of two major championships. He's a national sports icon who does it his way with no apologies. Over his decades-long career, he's raised millions of dollars for charities, including his beloved Boys and Girls Club of Darnell and Arkansas Razorback for Life. John Daly on Morning Mayhem is made possible by Welcome to Moe's. The new Moe's value meal is a junior burrito, side of queso chip salsa, and a drink for only $9.99. Available all day, every day. Stepping off the tee box into the mayhem, it's John Daly. Take a chance,
live it large. Hit it, hit it, hit it hard. Yeah. Woo. Good morning, JD.
Good morning, guys.
How are you? How are you?
Hey, Johnny.
I'm good.
First, before we dive into football, we were talking about Christmas trees. 83% of Americans go with the fake tree. What about you guys, you and Anna, and will you be putting up trees in all your residences, or are you just going to do it down in Florida? Are you going to do it in Darnell? What's the scoop?
We'll do it down here. We put up a fake one.
I would imagine that John Daly would have like
multiple.
Or very Ooh. Creative, very creative ornaments.
Yeah, what's a loudmouth? You got a loudmouth tree?
That's great.
A new one. That's a new thing.
That's a great idea, Roger. It's a new idea.
Hell yeah.
All right, JD.
You look like Santa anyway.
Well, That's right. That's a great point.
We'll just get a stick with a bunch of branches and put on his short shorts on it. Be a perfect Christmas tree.
I love it. John, we're not going to spend a whole lot of time on it because I want to move past it real quick. But Hogs find a way to lose again down at Baton Rouge. Really, for most of the game, outplay LSU. You have chances to put it away and just could not do it. Three times inside the red zone with 0 points.
How about that basketball team?
Oh!
Okay. All right, John. So it sounds like the coaching search is down to. I think it's going to be, several of these guys from the group of five coaches like Tulane or North Texas, maybe Kane Womack, D.C. at Alabama. Who else am I leaving out? Summerall. Who?
South Florida.
South Florida, Alex Golish. Unless there's somebody out there that I haven't heard. What are your thoughts on those? Anybody out there, that group that impresses you, or is it you just have to wait and see?
I'm just going to wait and see. I'm still praying.
Yeah, I just...
I'm praying. I said it last week. Either keep Bobby Petrino or get Coach Gruden. That's my two picks because I think, if Bobby stays and gets his staff, I think, you got to give him his staff. He's got to go out and get his staff.
I just
don't think we need to change. We're going to end up in the same... I'm just scared. I'm not going to downgrade any of those coaches. Are great coaches, but if you're coming from a different conference, coming to the SEC, it hasn't worked so far for the coaches we've gotten that have come out of like the Big Ten and the MAC and all that. We've got to have somebody that's coached in the SEC, which is Bobby Petrino, or we've got to get Gruden.
I had several people say, JD, that, you think with a guy like Petrino that you win a game like that Saturday, that when you made the change from Sam to Bobby, that was going to be and I'm sure Bobby Petrino was disappointed there, but that game, you got to win that game. You got to win that game. You got to beat Mississippi State. I know it's not all his players, but I'm sure he knew that was probably not a good, loss for him as well. Going back to the hire, now, let's just say hypothetically, it's the guy from North Texas. His last name is Morris, for goodness sake, which is something we don't want to really remember. But they've got the superstar.
You can't not hire him for that reason.
I know. Yeah. Superstar freshman quarterback that's 10th in the country, probably going to win the walk-on of the year award. You have now, Bruce, those situations when you hire a coach, the coach goes, I'm going to bring you with me, and we're going to do a package deal. And right. So you have that kind of situation that might could be. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. Would you rather go that route, Bruce, or would you rather go after a Kane Womack, who's a defensive coordinator at Alabama, coaching the SEC, has been a head coach at South Alabama. Not a lot of success. One year he did, but it's got some ties there and has been in the league. Which would you between those two?
It's been announced by our athletic director. They're looking for a defensive-oriented
head right. football coach. Okay. The only one I can think of that meets that is one we're talking about at Alabama.
Right.
I don't know why, but when we was at the Broyles Award as a finalist, the South Florida coach sort of impressed me.
Yeah, Alex Gullish.
Yeah. So. You know, I don't know a lot about him, but I don't know any. We're probably not going to get a Tulane coach and that kind of thing.
He's going to be in the
five for sure. But in of course, Tulane is in that group. So I really don't know. I mean, if they're doing what they're talking about doing, it's sort of what Oklahoma's done, and that is taking a defensive coordinator and making the head coach and allowing him to call the defense and then hiring an offensive coordinator. And right now it's working out. Last year it didn't work out.
Yeah, we had Mac Brown yesterday, JD, and I asked him about if he thought it was a good job. Let me see if we can play that, Roger, real quick for JD.
Sure.
And he makes a point, and it goes in line with sort of what Hunter Yurecek was talking about.
This is the sixth coaching search that we've had in 20 years. Is Arkansas a good job?
I think, again, it depends on the commitment. Most of the jobs, and I don't know enough about it to comment. That would be really wrong of me because I haven't looked at the numbers. And most of the jobs that are out there, the expectations are higher than the commitment. And that's really difficult. And people don't want to hear it because it sounds like, ooh, that's not fun. But to compete anymore, you're going to have to put a whole lot of money into it or you shouldn't expect your coach to win. And that's it. It's just people are buying players. And you got to figure out, number one, do you have the money? And number two, do you commit it? And then what do you do to the Olympic sports? What happens to all the other sports when all the money goes to football and then to men's basketball? And then what happens to gymnastics or what happens to track and what happens to golf and baseball and because there's not enough money to go around? And that's the problem we've got right now. Most athletics departments are in financial trouble anyway, and then we ask them to give us $20 more million for revenue sharing. So we're not being fair to the president or the athletics director either, because we're asking them to give us more money.
But this is the sixth coaching.
So the question is, if we get a new coach, can Hunter Yurecek raise the money? We haven't been able to do it for 3 years. Right? I mean, I've been able to raise the money.
Good point.
Has he been looking?
Well, I don't know.
Calipari fell in his hand, in his lap.
So the question, Jay.
But I think it was hard to raise money behind Pittman. I know everybody likes him. He's a good guy, it was not inspiring investment the way Lane Kiffin is.
What about these three coaches I just mentioned? Are they going to be inspiring?
Say them again.
They're not known very well. But so the point of
but they're younger and they're more energetic.
I'm just saying, if you're looking for inspiration, JD, that's what I'm asking. Do you have to have that name coach to raise the money for NIL? I don't know. I'm not sure.
I think so.
Definitely.
Well,
you do. Mac made a great point. He goes, if you're putting all the money in football, which we're not. But here's the deal. Baseball takes care of itself. Our track takes care of itself. Our girls softball, because we sell out every game. And I think, I don't know if that's enough money to, you know, when they travel and do everything they got to do. But, you know, a lot of team sports like our baseball, like our softball, like our track, other teams don't get that many fans to watch them. So I don't want to hear an excuse that we're going to take baseball money and softball money and track money, which I think we sell a lot of tickets. People love watching our track team. I don't think we're going to be taking their money because I think they do a pretty good job of their own when we don't have to give them a lot of money.
Just because they win.
And they win. They do win. Yeah, they do win.
Exactly. That's because we win, yeah. But who's going to put up the money? We've already known Walmart family's probably not because none of the kids went to Arkansas. J.B. Hunt, don't know of any of his kids or if he's interested. We know Johnny Tyson's all about the basketball, which God bless him.
Isn't Hunt about baseball, though?
Cal, of course, but
no.
Van Horn for baseball, I think, takes care of itself, don't you guys think?
Well, the other thing is this. The question is, if can Hunter Yurchek make a call to somebody that's a successful businessman or woman that's worth millions and say, hey, I need another million this year for Coach Morris. This is the new coach coming in from North Texas. In other words, compared to what he asked a year ago. So has he been asking this already, just getting no? Or is it so if that's the question, can a new coach, a new name other than Sam Pittman, even though it's a G5, which is a group of five coaches, not the Power Four, can that inspire that person, that company president, to go, okay, I'll give a million, Bruce. I'll give more. Do you think that? I mean, that's what's happening. So, I mean, right now, I know for a fact that Hunter Yurchek is making phone calls to say we need more money. And so, if I'm a donor, am I listening? Am I saying, well, let me see who you're going to hire? I don't know.
Do you guys feel as though if we hire a G5 coach, whether it be Morris or Golish or whoever.
Right.
I mean, there's a set 6, 7, 8 of them out there, or a coordinator like Will Stein.
Womack. Either one.
Or Womack. Yeah. Does that excite the fan base? I don't believe so.
It probably wouldn't.
I don't think anything is going to excite the fan base except winning.
No.
If you're going to hire somebody, everybody, if they don't know anything about it, they're going to be disappointed because it's not one of the top three giants.
Now you're asking.
And the only reason I ask is if it excites the fan base is because that's what brings in money.
Yeah, here's the fan base, Justin. I'm the fan base thinking about it like this. You bring in one of these guys he's talking about, it doesn't excite me. We have nothing to look forward to until the season.
You're saying you need to press conference.
But no, hold on. But just like we did with Coach Petrino, we immediately got Coach Petrino in, and that made everybody excited and happy throughout spring practice and all that.
Yeah.
We got to that point. So to appease them for a little bit, to hold off
now?
Starvation a little bit longer.
So you're saying that worked, but the odds of doing that again.
I'm okay with getting a good coach that you think, if you think, whoever the people are, I don't know if Hunter Yurchek is the guy to make the call.
Well, he's making it.
I agree with you.
Well, in name.
Excuse me. I don't think he's the guy. For me.
He's making the hire.
It's strictly my opinion. He needs some help from you, whomever, not just him. I don't think he's the guy to do it. Find somebody else. And if they say it's the North Texas guy, I'm okay with it.
Hunter Yurchek
is I'm biased.
Hunter Yurchek
is selfish.
Hunter Yurchek is making the decision.
So that means he's staying at the University of Arkansas?
For right now, he sure is.
He can't make the hire and bail on it.
He is making the hire. Trust me. He is making the hire.
Guys, it doesn't really matter who makes the hire if we ain't got no money.
But the hire makes money, can get you money.
I think that's the one thing I'm struggling with here is because, like, what you all are saying is that they're going to have to pay to excite the fans. If they want a big name, they're going to have to fork up a ton of cash, and it does not guarantee they're going to win. Hold on. Kenny Dillingham at Arizona State, he was a coordinator hire. And he is about as good of a fundraiser in college football from an attitude standpoint as you could get. Okay. If you make the right hire and it is a coordinator,
great players make great coaches.
Yeah, but he's getting great players there at Arizona State.
The question is, I'm just curious, like what you were saying, John, with this hire of a G5 guy, can you raise the money?
Yes, you can. Missouri did behind Drinkwitz after 2 6-7 seasons.
I'm just saying, you got all the answers. You know for a fact that.
I'm providing an example that's worked.
I know what I'm just saying. That's what I'm saying.
All I can do is provide examples that have worked. Yeah. Arizona State and Missouri.
Yeah, and you know what? Sometimes they work and sometimes they don't. We thought we had hired the right guy.
Well, Lane Kiffin came from FAU.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Chad Morris had won at SMU, John.
Yeah, and so there's examples of both ways. It's going to be a crapshoot.
Yeah, so the question is, though, it's ramped up even more on the money. The money has now become, it's overwhelming.
But Kurt Cignetti came from JMU. You know, so there's examples on
it. Doesn't matter who you hire, the money now, you heard Mac Brown say, you've got to have the money. So the question is, can Hunter Yurchek raise the money?
And here's what I'd like to say. Take a look at Ole Miss. Every level of economic supporters over there have an opportunity to invest in their NIL. They got people over there doing $25, $30 a month. We keep sounding like we got to have multimillionaires do all the work. Right. If you're a fan, you can give X number of dollars.
Yeah, they've done a good job of that at Ole Miss.
But we don't have anybody even out there working that group.
Yeah, it's true. And the way the fans talk, Bruce, is like they expect like four or five donors to take care of the program as a whole, and that's it takes a village.
Not fair.
Well, listen, I'm spending I'm spending $50 on my grandsons. I get more joy out of them than I do
They're not hiring for you.
I'm not giving them money. Huh?
They're not going to make a hire for you.
They don't care about me. They'll get my money if I spend $20 on popcorn.
I don't think they've done a good job. It's obvious that they've said it from the money standpoint. They haven't, and it's obviously been acknowledged by the AD.
Hey, John, before you get out of here, I saw on social media you're tearing down the Lions Den. What's going on?
What?
No. We filled the old pool, and I made my first tee box about
65. I thought I saw the building being torn down to build anew. Did I not?
No, it's an old cart barn we tore down. And
we
got rid of the swimming pool that I haven't used. I just thought I could make number one a lot longer, and I made it about 60 yards longer. It's probably number one's not the easiest hole anymore. So,
I thought it was the entrance. The picture I saw on the internet, I thought it was the clubhouse when you got in there. Very good.
Thank goodness. And listen, don't forget about the Loudmouth Christmas Tree brought to you by John Daly. I think that's a great idea,
Raj. Are you kidding me? who knows more about ho-ho-hoing than John Daly?
Listen, you're so...
Hang some britches off of it.
I'm telling you, your social media team should be all over this. Maybe that's Anna. I don't know. But Christmas time should be great for John Daly.
Hoes.
Whoa.
All right, JD. Thanks, buddy. Thanks, buddy. Have a great day.
See you, Johnny. Go home.
Love you, buddy. All right. Thanks to Moe's, Brandon LeCue, and the boys.
Oh, we love
the girls.
We love
Welcome to Moe's.
That's a fact.